The committee will come to order. Lisa, please call the roll.
Chair Brandis?
Here.
Senator Bracey?
Here.
Senator Gaynor? Senator Gruters? Senator Harrell?
Here.
Senator Perry?
Here.
Senator Roussan?
Here.
Senator Tadeo?
Here.
A quorum is present.
Thank you. Please set your phones to stun. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant should you select. To waive your opportunity to speak, your position will be read into the record. We're going to take up Senate Bill 118, and Senator Perry has graciously agreed to introduce that bill for Senator Gruters. Senator Perry, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 118 clarifies the decision recently made by the Second District Court of Appeals relating to security at court facilities. This bill clarifies that sheriffs are officers of the court and require each sheriff to coordinate with his or her local chief judge and county commission in developing a court security plan, and that is the bill.
Great. Senators, are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, is there any public testimony on the bill? Any public testimony? On 118, thank you. We have Matt Dunnigan with the Florida Sheriff Association waiving in support. Thank you, sir. We have Tanya Graham, Associate Director of Public Policy for Florida Association of Counties, waving in support. Thank you for that as well. Is there any further public testimony? Seeing none, any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Perry, you recognize close on the bill. All right. Lisa, will you please call the roll on Senate Bill 118?
Senator Gaynor? Senator Gruters? Senator Harrell?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Bracey? Chair Brandis?
Yes, and by your vote, the bill is reported favorably. I'm going to hand the chair over to Senator Roussan for Senate Bill 560.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Senator Jeff Brandis, you are recognized to present Senate Bill 560.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The purpose of this bill is to rename the Criminal Punishment Code as the Public Safety Code. The primary purpose of sentencing someone to prison is to ensure public safety. This bill simply updates the Criminal Punishment Code to read the Public Safety Code and reflect this change. That's the bill.
Any questions of the bill sponsor? Seeing no questions, any public comment? Seeing none, is there debate? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
I'll wave.
Senator Brandis, having waived close, please call the roll.
Senator Gaynor? Senator Gruters? Senator Harrell?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Bracey? Chair Brandis?
Yes, and by your vote, the bill is reported favorably.
And by your vote, the bill is recorded favorably.
Thank you. Good job. I appreciate that. Creature of the muscle memory.
I now pass the gavel back.
Thank you. All right. The remaining bills on the agenda today are going to be temporarily postponed. We're working on amendments based on some conversations we've been having with the Department of Corrections to address a couple of the underlying issues, and those weren't ready for today's hearing. So we're going to temporarily postpone both the conditional medical release bill and the elder release bill. If anybody is here for public comment that is not normally here that would like to testify on either one of those bills, we want to be respectful that you've traveled to come here, and we'll give you an opportunity to testify at this time. The speaker cards that I currently have are folks that are frequent flyers, and so we will we'll wait to read those into the record for when the committee is actually brought up. Is there anyone who would like to testify on either one of those bills from out of town? Mr. Pound? Yes, sir. Have you turned a speaker card? Okay, go ahead. Now, these are two. You can speak to either the conditional medical release bill, or you can speak to the elderly release bill. Please, sir.
I support them, and thank you for putting the bills together. And I think they're amazing.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Powell. Appreciate you being here. All right. Seeing no further public testimony. Sorry. Senator Tadeo, would you have a – go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to recognize some constituents that are visiting from the correctional officers down in South Dade, members of the PDA. Thank you for being here. Thank you.
Great. We expect to be rolling out our budget early next week. So if you have projects or things we need to discuss, please make sure PK or myself get those in the next 48 hours. We will be putting the budget together all weekend long. And so we're open for your conversations throughout the weekend. But we expect that to be presented in next week committee hearings. We have two meetings next week. We'll also be hearing bills at both of those committee hearings as well. Is there any further business coming to the fourth committee?
Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead, Senator.
Thank you. Sorry. I would like to be shown voting in the affirmative for SB 118 and SB 560.
Very good. Any further business? Senator. All right. Senator Gaynor moves for him to be voted in the affirmative on both of those bills as well. Any further business? Seeing none, or Senator Gaynor moves, we adjourn. The committee is adjourned.